Hey everyone, if you know me, you know that I've been investing in precious metals for many, many years. Once I realized that private banking cartels could drastically manipulate currencies, putting my family savings in jeopardy, I decided to take matters into my own hand and diversify our savings strategy. This is why I buy physical silver and gold and invest in metals through our Roth and 401k, and I only invest with Colonial Metals Group. CMG is the exclusive sponsor of the Shannon Joy Show, and they're helping me set up a safe and secure self-directed IRA where I have access to my assets no matter what the stock market, or for that matter, the government is doing. Let the team of experts at Colonial help you protect your family's future with an extra special offer just for the SJ audience. Click on the link in the description below or call 888-705 0950. That's 888-705-0950, and you'll be eligible to receive a free safe and up to $10,000 in free silver just for the SJ audience. Join me today and take back your power. Secure your wealth with Colonial Metals Group. Hello, world, and welcome to the Shannon Joy Show. Take two. We had technical difficulties, and the very first Shannon Joy Show launched on Monday right here on Rumble. And this is our second try at it. We are broadcasting live from Rumble, from Twitter, solo, independent. It's me, Shannon Joy, from the Joy Virtual Studio right here in the beautiful Finger Lakes region of New York State. It is Monday, January 21st. And we have a lot of you piling up on the live chat. Okay, here we go. So we have Bubbles 2020, Studio 8424. We have Nug 202. Everyone watching on the live chat right now, can you guys just give me a thumbs up and let me know that you can see me and hear me? And then we will commence with the Shannon Joy Show. I can tell you the problem, I think, in the last broadcast was 100% my fault. I didn't elevate myself into the studio. So I have a studio. I can be on the stream, but if I don't enable it, then you can't see me. And so I think that's what happened. My bad, my fault. And I think we're good to go. No one is telling me that they can't see me. So we are good. All right, everyone, welcome to the Shannon Joy Show. So glad to be with all of you today. We're broadcasting live from Rumble. If you are watching Rumble right now, please give us a thumbs up, give us a like, get on that live chat, share with everyone you know. It helps us with the algorithm. Also, we're broadcasting live on Twitter as well. So good to be with all of you on Twitter. Give us a tweet, a retweet, a like, a comment, and that also helps us grow this independent, self-produced show. I spoke too soon last week and even today when I was saying things are just going swimmingly when it comes to the self-production of the Shannon Joy Show. And yeah, we enter into week two and we have no video, but it looks like we have everything set up now. And you guys are looking good. Winford Frank is with us on the live chat. We have CJP Rumble is back on the live chat. Dino Fun is with us as well. Studio 8424 says, yes, five and five, we are here and you guys can see me. Thank you so much for being with us today. We have a lot to talk about on the show and a big week coming up on the Shannon Joy Show tomorrow. We welcome Aaron Seary of Seary Glimstad. He is one of the best, most successful attorneys in the United States of America and potentially the world when it comes to going after vaccine manufacturers and big pharma. And he is attacking from every angle the liability shield that has been erected in many different ways, protecting not only pharmaceutical industries, but also the United States government, health agencies, and actors like Anthony Fauci. He is going to be with us tomorrow to go over the myriad ways they are working to crack that liability shield and once and for all get a reckoning for people who have been injured, maimed, or even killed, but not only the COVID-19 vaccines, but vaccines in general. And so we're going to have a great conversation tomorrow with Aaron. Also on Wednesday, we're welcoming for the first time into the Joy Virtual Studio, Mark Cahodes. He is an amazing person. He has been in the finance world, stocks and bonds, trading, short selling. He's actually quite a famous short seller, and he is widely known as the guy who took down Sam Bankman-Fried and FTX. Remember that money laundering scandal. that fashioned a way for big fat corporations to dump their money into his shell corporation and essentially deliver money to Democrat politicians and even Republican politicians through the company FTX. Well, Mark Cahodes blew the whistle on that. He's not even that political, but he's wicked smart. And as we move into the year 2024, understanding that there are going to be a lot of financial slings and arrows shot at we the people here in the United States of America. They're coming after our currency. They're coming after our 401ks, our Roth IRAs, our way of living. They're coming after our ability to own a home in the United States of America, pursue the American dream of home ownership, to take care of our families. Everything is more expensive. They want to push those central banking digital currencies, and essentially they want everything. I think that people like Mark Cahodes are going to be very important as we move into 2024 because his specialty is detecting frauds. That's what he does. He sniffs out frauds. He does it over and over and over, and then he sells them short. And it's an amazing, amazing process to witness. And he is quite the character. I think you guys are really going to like him. And yes, Winford Frank, Aaron Siri is absolutely a hero. He operates in the background very quietly, diligently, but he is a silent assassin. And he has big pharma in his crosshairs. And we're going to throw everything but the kitchen sink at them as well. So we have some big interviews lined up for you this week on The Shannon Joy Show. But first, I want to say hello to everyone in the live chat. So good to see all of you. Nug202, Dino Fun, Studio 8424, Bubbles 2020. Love to see your comments. If you're watching on Rumble right now, please give us a thumbs up. Smash that like button. Make sure that you join us on the live chat and in the comment section. That helps us grow. This is an independent radio program, and we could not grow without all of you. And it is organic growth. Remember last week I told you, on Twitter, I have a relatively small following, 37,000 followers on my big blue check account, you know, 12,000 or so on my smaller blue check. And as we were looking at some of the stats last week, and I was taking a look at the amount of impressions that the Shannon Joy Show generates on Twitter every single month, it's anywhere between 2 and 4 million impressions generated by this little engine that could, the Shannon Joy Network. And that's just on Twitter. We are on Rumble. We're Twitter. We're broadcasting on Locals as well, and our partners over at Spreely TV, Roku TV, and also Apple TV. Again, if you want the playback audio style, you can get The Shannon Joy Show on every single podcast platform imaginable, from iTunes to Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, iHeart Podcasts, you name it. And of course, we are broadcasting from our flagship, the 50,000 watt blow torch News Radio Wham 1180, a clear channel radio signal out of Rochester, New York, that reaches all the way up to Canada and down the East Coast in the evening with that clear channel signal. That is the Shannon Joy Network, between 85,000 and 100,000 eyes and ears every single week. And I could not do it without all of you, without all of your support, supporting our sponsors, this show. And we are continuing to grow. Jim, avid golfer, is with us saying hello. Sandy Lou 58, is it still not working? I'm not hearing anything, and there is a spinning cursor. No, everything's working. You can see me, you can hear me, and we have a lot to do today on the Shannon Joy Show. We're going to ease into the week again. As I mentioned, I have a bunch of big interviews coming up this week, and today I want to talk about what is going on with this border situation and also what's going on with Taylor Swift. And I'm seeing all over Twitter, there's a really interesting headline from TMZ of all the sources. But this headline now also echoed by the New York Times, as we begin to see the media establish merging with the political establishment and moving us into this 2024 faux election cycle, Biden versus Trump. And it looks as if they're fixing to line Taylor Swift up behind the Democrats, or whoever the Democrat nominee is, particularly Biden right now, but it could be someone else. And everyone's beginning to wonder if this whole Taylor Swift, you know, going to all the football games, you know, that she is involved right now with that big football player. Why am I blanking on his name right now? But anyway, like, you know, she's big, she's hot, she's everywhere. And this is getting people to ask the question, is Taylor Swift one big psyop? Is this whole romance with the NFL player, he's with the Kansas City Chiefs, is it all fixed? Is it all rigged? And I have to tell you, I occasionally hang out with normies. So people who watch football, who don't, go out and find independent news media and news sources, people who are still watching Fox News and the mainstream news media, one or the other. And they think that, you know, that Trump and Biden are really opposed to each other, and this isn't one big WWE wrestling match. And that's a lot of people. I'd say the normies out there, you know, between 80%, 70-80% of the entire country. And so I like to hang out with normies every once in a while, though, because I like to you know, just take their pulse and see what they think about things. And the whole Super Bowl, all of the playoffs, you know, gives me an opportunity to hang out with, you know, my husband and his pals and people who are, you know, watching that. And so when the Buffalo Bills were playing, we went to an establishment we often go to, and there were a bunch of people there, a lot of friends and family watching the game. And one of the things that stuck out to me the most in watching that game was how many people in general were completely convinced that everything was rigged. And this was the Kansas City Chiefs game versus the Buffalo Bills. And, you know, I tend to think that a lot of things are rigged. I can, you know, when I see a campaign, and I tend to be highly, highly cynical of almost everything that is pushed into the mainstream news media. But what I was surprised at are all the regular people in that room. And they're like, oh, Vegas is on the line. Vegas is on the line. You know, we got to make sure that Kansas City wins this, because that fits in to the, you know, the Taylor Swift NFL player love story. I cannot believe I'm blanking on this guy's name. Help me with Taylor Swift's boyfriend. If you guys are on the live chat right now, I do not know why I cannot remember this guy's name. But this is all playing into like the romance between Taylor Swift and this NFL player. And it's all going to culminate with the Kansas City Chiefs winning. It's already been fixed. It's been rigged. And they're going to be at the top of the headlines. And then as we move into the 2024 election, Taylor Swift, of all people, guys, Travis Kelce, thank you, Ranger 1791. Travis Kelce, he is the poster child for Pfizer getting big, fat, massive, lucrative contracts to pimp the COVID-19 vaccines that no one wants. But yeah, so many people are saying that, you know, this all seems fixed to them and rigged to them. And I've just never heard normies talk like that. So that was pretty interesting to me just a couple weeks ago. Well, yesterday I had another opportunity to hang out with a girlfriend of mine who I haven't hung out with in a while, and she would be considered a normie as well. Big Taylor Swift fan. And I was so surprised. We were talking about, you know, light politics and football. And I was so surprised. She's going to go see Taylor Swift with her family in London over the summer. They're big Swifties, big fans. And I was super surprised. Again, she is not plugged in to alternative media. She's not plugged in to independent media. If anything, she's probably somewhat left-leaning, so watches mainstream news media. And she totally wasn't buying the Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift romance. She thought it was completely fake. It was, you know, we would call it a psyop, but she's like, yeah, this is just for marketing. It's to sell products. We don't really believe it. And I just find that really interesting. And I think that it is a signal of two things. Number one, I think they are going to try this. I think that Taylor Swift and the Swifties might represent the new mass formation in American politics as we move towards the 2024 election. Remember, our pre-chosen candidates are Trump and Biden. The outsiders are Ron DeSantis and RFK Jr. They've already ousted Ron DeSantis. We're going to talk about the border situation today on the show as well. Really interesting border stuff going down on the border, and I have some video for you guys to look at that sparked my attention over the weekend. But from my perspective, this is the landscape, right? We have an election 2024 with predetermined candidates that have been chosen by the guys behind the scenes in the back room, smoking the cigars, making the decisions. And they are completely content with either Biden or Trump. And those are the two, the peas and the carrots that we have to choose from in 2024. And now we have to go into the actual election. And I do think that there is at some point some type of jostling as to who actually wins the presidency. And it looks as if Taylor Swift and the Swifties are going to be that new mass formation. Now, let me tell you, if you thought MAGA was a cult, if you thought the MAGA, you know, conservative, subgroup that surrounds Donald Trump is an absolute mass formation entity and cult, wait till you see what happens with those Swifties. I think this could actually happen. Absolutely. And New York Times predicted it with a headline saying that Taylor Swift could indeed influence the 2024 election. And this is from TMZ, which is fascinating. All right. And here's just an image here, just to pull up of what's going on in Twitter. Taylor Swift could influence the 2024 election, according to a new poll. The music industry, the NFL, the U.S. economy, and now the White House. According to a new poll, Taylor Swift could sway voters in the 2024 presidential election. The poll conducted by Redfield and Wilton Strategies showed that 18% of voters say they're more likely or significantly likely to vote for a candidate endorsed by the Tay-Tay. But the data also showed that 17% said they would be less likely. The survey was taken earlier this month, questioning 1,500 eligible voters. 45% of those questions said they were fans of the singer. The poll showed, unsurprisingly, a Taylor endorsement would appeal significantly to younger voters. And with all that she's accomplished, and she's been everywhere. That's why everyone seems to think that this is a psyop, even the normies. And so this is my point. You know, we are moving into this pseudo faux election season 2024, and they're trying to push these candidates down our throat. But you're seeing someone like RFK Jr. get more and more attention, not from the mainstream news media, but especially in the polls. He's polling consistently at double digits and he's raising a lot of money. And it looks as if headlines over the weekend were showing that he is considering a strategy to potentially go in as a libertarian. They already have ballot access. RFK Jr. would be able to define the agenda. And if he were to slip in as the libertarian candidate, that would solve some of the problems, some of the heavy lifting involved with getting him on the ballot as an independent in all 50 states prior to the 2024 election. Now, they have a strategy in place to do that for him as an independent. But let me tell you, it would be pretty seamless and pretty easy if he went in as a libertarian. Now, I'm not a libertarian. I'm actually not a fan of libertarians. They were terrible on COVID-19 and COVID-19 lockdowns. Some of the biggest names in the libertarian movement were huge disappointments to me. They were as COVID fascistic as some of the Democrats and you know, the progressives during that time. Massive disappointment from the Libertarian Party, but that doesn't mean that that's RFK Jr. And again, if he went in and was able to get that ballot access, he would really have the ability to define the agenda of the party. And what we like about RFK Jr. here in the Shannon Joy Show is that he was excellent on COVID-19 lockdown, COVID-19 vaccines, the masking, the mandates. He's been great on the pharmaceutical medical, you know, complex in Washington, D.C., and he has been for two decades. And he wrote the book, The Real Anthony Fauci, which was the definitive book on what went wrong. So, you know, for all of his drawbacks, those are the benefits that I see in RFK. And so, but here we have this 2024 election coming up, and they really desperately want it to be no outsiders, no RFK voice or DeSantis voice, but they just want it to be another sideshow circus. This is why it's no surprise that Taylor Swift, that Tay-Tay comes in. She has a massive following. People absolutely love her. I think she absolutely could sway the election. In fact, I bet if she ran, she could probably get elected. Heck, who would have thought that Donald Trump, the Celebrity Apprentice reality TV show, TV star coming down the elevator in 2015 could have won the presidency. This is what they want. They want the glitz, the glamour, the razzle dazzle, no real policy outcome, no real agenda items, no real victories. They just want to satiate us with the bread and the circuses over and over and over. And so this is no surprise to me whatsoever. And so this is why I think it would be very likely that they would rig the Super Bowl, make sure Travis Kelce and the Kansas City Chiefs win the Super Bowl, pay off a couple refs. I don't know how they do it. I'm not in the back rooms. Then they can have, you know, the nice celebration down on the field. Kelce can get on one knee, ask Tay-Tay to marry him. She can go in, endorse Biden in 2024, and it's off to the races. Heck, maybe she'll invoke, maybe she'll endorse Donald Trump. Wouldn't that be a twist? Right? I mean, who would have thought that Kanye West would get behind Donald Trump? Who would have thought Kim Kardashian and Caitlyn Jenner, you know, Bruce Jenner, and the whole Kardashian clan would get behind Team Trump? Anything can happen in Hollywood, and Hollywood is politics, and politics is Hollywood. And you know what? It's all fake in my estimation. And that's my thought about the whole Taylor Swift paradigm here. I think it absolutely can happen. And I think it's an indication of how far we've fallen and how terrible the political process is right now in the country. Nug202 said, SJ, but if she lost, she'd get another hit about the breakup with America. Oh, she'd write a song. Taylor would write a song for every twist and turn of her campaign, right? And yeah, I mean, what can you say? It does, doesn't it seem, though, like these people are just propped up? There's a picture here. I wish that I could full screen it. Let me see if I can. Let me try to do just an image here with media. If you can see this, and let me see if I can align it to the middle. I can't. It's too small. But up in the corner, can I just make it bigger? No, I can't. All right. Well, I tried that. But on the newsstand, like if you look at some of these images, I mean, Taylor Swift is everywhere. She is all over the newsstand. She's on every cooking show and talk show, the new releases, the movies, the hot romance, the endorsements, the NFL games. Like, I am super glad. In all of this, it's all terrible. And, you know, we're going to hell in a handbasket. And, you know, it's a flaming train going off a cliff. But the fact, I go back to the fact that my normie friends, all of the fellas watching the football game, really like open, very open to the fact that it's all rigged. And then, you know, my girlfriend who reads the gossip magazines and is a big Taylor Swift fan, really open and almost convinced that the romance between Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce is fake, shows a certain level of cynicism among the American people, even the normies, that makes me optimistic about the future. It's the same type of phenomenon when, you know, no one will talk about vaccines or whether or not they're getting vaccines. But when Pfizer rolls out all of the boosters in 2023 and no one gets them, right? Uptake is in single digits, maybe low double digits. But for the most part, 90% of the American population said, oh, hell no, to the COVID vaccines without talking about it. That shows that underneath there's a rumbling. There's something going on here that is indicating a dissatisfaction among the American people about where things are going. And I will also tell you, you know, we had more substantive chats yesterday with my friend, my girlfriend, who's the normie, who watches, you know, straight up mainstream news media, CNN, you know, MSNBC, that type of stuff. And I can tell you, she was very concerned about the future of the country, very unsettled about the electoral process, very unsettled about who she would conceive to be her own party, Biden. She was very frustrated with the fact that we had to choose between octogenarians. And so, you know, there's something happening in this country. The question is, will there be an independent media that's able to capture these people who are very dissatisfied with the two-party system? And will there be a political candidate and an outsider that can capture that as well? That is yet to be seen. That's what we're going to watch. As you guys know, here in the Shannon Joy Show, I consider myself to be kind of a cultural anthropologist, and I sit and I watch and try to get outside of the echo chamber of conservative media or independent media and really get an idea of what people on the outside are talking about. And what I can say is that what I'm seeing is that they're not quite grasping what I think is the totality of the moment that we're in right now, but they are understanding and seeing that something is very, very wrong. The fellows who are watching NFL, my girlfriend who loves Taylor Swift, the body politic in the US is uncomfortable. They sense that something is wrong. They sense they're being lied to. They're sensing the false choices. And on this Monday, January 29th, the first year into this psychotic year of 2024 in this election cycle, and what everyone thinks is going to be a dumpster fire of a year, I say that is good news. We're going to go to break very quickly and take a look at some of our sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to look at what's going on in the border, some interesting videos emerging that I want to show to you guys and get your thoughts on as we prepare for a big week here on the Shannon Joy Show. We will be back in a minute right here on the Shannon Joy Show. Thanks for listening to the Shannon Joy Show. We'll be right back. As you all know, the Joy family is super sporty. We all play volleyball. The kids are playing beach volleyball in the summer, high school volleyball in the fall. And right now we are traveling across the country almost every weekend, different city every weekend, playing club volleyball. And the kids need good nutrition. Very difficult to be healthy on the road. Sometimes they're playing, you know, up to 5 games a day, 10 games in a weekend. And they need the vitamins and minerals. They need the nutrition. And I'm so thrilled to partner up with Field of Greens so that they can get all of the vitamins and the nutrients and the nutrition that they need to supplement their regular diet and keep them full of energy and healthy on the court. Also, healing after these long tournaments is really important. And the product line over at Field of Greens is fantastic. It is an easy way to make sure that your family is getting the nutrients that they need all natural every single day. Go to fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com and plug in the promo code Shannon. You can check out their whole lineup of products. And if you put in that promo code Shannon, you'll get 15% off your order. So we're super excited to partner up with them and looking forward to a super healthy 2023.
Hi, my name is Quinn Pittman. I grew up here in these Florida woods. I like to hunt and fish on our land in Osteen, Florida. When I was 7, I asked my parents if I could have a couple of milk goats so I can make cheese. I am 14 now and I have a small goat herd. My dad built this barn to keep my goats safe from the bobcats and coyotes that sometimes roam our land. I milk them every day before school. I love spending time with my goats. I make ice cream and milk for some of my friends that are allergic to cow's milk, because every kid should be able to eat ice cream. I also make goat milk soap. It is better for your skin, it won't dry out, and it lasts a long time. I make it on my back porch with my mom. If you would like to try my soap, you can order it at qpgoatsoap.com. Place an order and we will make sure that you have fragrant, freshly cured goat milk soap in your home, just like we have in ours.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Shannon Joy Show. We love the folks over at QP Goat Soap. Go to qpgoatsoap.com. That's qpgoatsoap.com. Make sure you use the promo code J-O-Y. That is Joy for 10% off. They are sponsors of the Shannon Joy Show, and we could not do this without them, for sure. Yeah, you know, entertainment is really weaving its way into the body politic in a way that we haven't seen before. Taylor Swift, people are assuming she's going to get behind the Democrats, but you have the whole apparatus of mixed martial arts, the MMA, Dana White, UFC, this whole, you know, the Kid Rock element, obviously the Kardashians and Kanye West and Bruce, aka Caitlyn Jenner, kind of lining up between the MAGA establishment. And yeah, it's all, you get the sense that a lot of this is fake. A lot of this is scripted. And if you're getting that sense, I think you're probably right. So the question is, what's the psyop, right? These are layered psychological operations. And sometimes people think that the people calling out the psyops are also the psyops. And then it gets all very convoluted. It's hard to figure out what is really going on right now. This is why you have to be very, very discerning with the media outlets that you are using to get information. I would, as we pivot towards what is going down, the showdown on the Texas border. And the question is this showdown a psyop, or is it real? I think it's a little bit of both. I think there are elements of a psyop involved. I think there is some danger here for people who are at this moment being called out by activators on Twitter and MAGA influencers telling people to get on the convoy and bring the militias down to Texas. That's making me very, very, very concerned. I don't know about all of you, but there are elements of reality here on what's going on that Texas border. I don't know if you guys saw my appearance on the Steve Dace show last week. Steve Dace, great source for all of this. We had a conversation about what's really going on the border and the opportunity to have here an inflection moment, a point in time where we can make this a national issue and actually win potentially on some discernible policy outcomes. Or even if we don't win on discernible policy outcome, we could win on a narrative, in establishing a narrative. And in that sense, we've already won, right? The conflict between the SCOTUS ruling, then Governor Abbott, then Ron DeSantis coming in and providing some very clear directives in terms of the constitutional way to address this issue, forced the hand of the 25 governors that came out yesterday signing a letter in support of Governor Abbott and every governor protecting their borders per the Constitution. Now, that's namely just a lot of chest beating by these red state governors who will do everything they can to bring in those illegal immigrants, whether it's illegally, through H-1B visas or any of the other ways that they'll try to do this, including Kristi Noem. But at least to their constituents, they have to pretend that they care about the border, and they have to pretend that they care about illegal immigrants entering the country and competing with Americans for fewer and fewer jobs here in the country. So the win in all of this at this point is that at least the narrative is out there. It's very clear the American people, and I would say also normies and also classical Democrats, blue collar Democrats, who are seeing illegal immigrants shipped into the interior of this country and cities across America. They're coming into the suburbs, they're coming into the cities, they're creating problems locally across the nation. And this is being seen by rank and file Democrats as well as Republicans, and it's bringing them along to this issue. So in this case, in terms of the body politic, which we've talked about today in the program, this is the culture at large. People are a little fed up with just the import of tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of illegals day after day after day after day. And they're just dumping them into the healthcare system, the welfare system, the educational system, and it's just a mess, right? So this issue is beginning to burst, just the conservative and Republican bubble and move out into mainstream. And so that's all a good thing. But the question is, what are we going to achieve from this? And I would say the number one source on this, if you want a great source, is Daniel Horowitz. His Friday show on Conservative Review, he's on The Blaze, is excellent. If you want to go into the nuts and bolts and the details about, what is actually happening, the different responses from the governors versus Governor Abbott and Ron DeSantis, he is an excellent source. But what I'm concerned about today, so, the long and short of it, on Friday, things came to a head. You had the governors really boxing Governor Abbott in. Believe me, he doesn't want to do this. He does not want to get into a constitutional showdown with the Supreme Court, but he's now been boxed into a corner by these governors, and they're boxed into a corner by the people who are pushing them. Nobody wants the illegal immigration, especially when everyone is suffering, having a hard time paying their own bills in 2024. Democrats and Republicans alike. And so this resulted in a so-called deal that was being crafted between Donald Trump finally gets in, right? He's quiet for a couple of days because he wants this as an issue for November. So in the back rooms, according to some sources, Donald Trump secretly according to them, didn't want this to be resolved. But then he came out with a statement on Friday standing behind Governor Abbott. And this led to talk of a deal between the Biden administration and Abbott. They would shut down, you know, they would, you know, stop trying to cut the razor wire, and they would cede this point and they'd have a larger deal. Well, Ron DeSantis came in again and blew the lid off of that deal over the weekend. And this is what he had to say about that. I'm going to pull up this video now. You can take a look. Thanks for listening to the Shannon Joy Show. We'll be right back. Hey guys, I am so psyched to be working with the folks over at Colonial Metals Group. You guys know that I am all about personal empowerment, never living in fear or waiting for some politician to save you. Being at the whim of the stock market or the current administration does not make me feel safe or secure, but having a self-directed IRA where I can safely store physical gold and silver, assets that have stood the test of time, makes a lot of sense to me. Let the team of experts at CMG help you protect your family's future. Maybe you're just getting started. Maybe you're already in a 401k or an IRA, or maybe you're thinking about your parents' retirement. Regardless of your situation, Colonial Metals Group can help. We put together a special offer for this audience. Click on the link in the description below or call 888-705-0950. That's 888-705-0950, and you'll be eligible to receive a free safe and up to $10,000 in free silver. Don't sit around waiting for a politician to save you. Save yourself, protect your wealth, and call Colonial Metals Group today.
This border deal is a farce. Joe Biden already has the authority to shut the border down. He could declare it a national emergency. He could stop the invasion cold if he wanted to. He does not want to. He wants to let people in. And we know that there are people from all over the world that have come in illegally. We know from hostile countries. We know it's weakened the United States. It's also destroying this nation's sovereignty. Now, this so-called deal purports to give him tools so that he could actually close the border. The reality is it's green lighting up to 5,000 illegals every single day. That's 1.8 million plus over the course of a year, which they're codifying into law as saying that's an appropriate number of illegal entries. I think the appropriate number of illegal entries is zero. And our policy should reflect that we do not want people coming to this country illegally. We should not be giving benefits and work permits to people that have come to this country illegally. So Biden has the authority. He doesn't have the will. He doesn't have the political philosophy to want to actually solve the problem. Meanwhile, the country continues to get weaker, and the problem is going to continue to persist. So this is a question of leadership. It's a question of will. But to codify 1.8 million illegal entries every year with a piece of legislation, I think would make the problem worse. I think it would incentivize people to keep coming to this country illegally. And we should not have anybody coming to this country illegally if we're doing our jobs right.
All right, so that's Ron DeSantis going rogue, okay? He's going rogue, and he's inserting himself into the Kabuki Theater, the WWE wrestling match, the fan dance that is happening between Greg Abbott, the Texas governor, the SCOTUS, Joe Biden, and the 25 state governors who've had no problem with illegal immigration for quite some time. Everyone knows that Governor Abbott in Texas has done an abysmal job in securing the border. They've had to drag him kicking and screaming and kicking and screaming to any type of resolution. The only reason we're in this situation today is because the good people of Texas, from the bottom up, from the local level, have been going at him hardcore over this. He also got called out by his own AG, Ken Paxton, last week, boxing him in again. So you have Ken Paxton boxing in Abbott. You have DeSantis coming from the side and boxing him in as well, just providing common sense and reason. This is unexpected. This is why we are really glad that Ron DeSantis is in that position of governor of Florida, because he's going to come in and bring clarity to this issue. So now they have a real problem. Remember, Governor Abbott does not want to secure the border. Governor Abbott and the majority of the red state governors across the country are all bought into the WEF agenda, the Great Reset agendas. You know, they were totally, for the most part, bought into what went down during COVID. In fact, Texas was one of the worst COVID lockdown states in terms of what they did to doctors and physicians in the nation. COVID was, or Texas was pretty bad. And I know that Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. Mary Talley Bowden could attest to that. They were in Texas, some of the worst persecution of medical doctors speaking out against COVID-19 vaccines and the lockdowns happened in Texas by the Texas Medical Board, which was appointed, is appointed by Governor Greg Abbott. So make no mistake about what's going down in Texas. But you do have the opportunity, like I said, to box him in. And Ron DeSantis is doing that. So now what do they do? Now they're in trouble. What they want is a nice, clean deal. They pretend that they come to a resolution and Texas hands over this small portion of the Texas border. They close that down and everyone can go back home and they can continue the illegal immigration. It'll go down a little bit in January and February because that's always been the ebb and flow of illegal immigration because of weather issues and flooding that happens in January and February. They'll all claim a victory and we'll move on to the fan dance and the WWE wrestling that is the election of 2024. And they get to continue with business as usual. Right. Well, this is not going to happen now because there's enough in independent media, Jesse Kelly, Daniel Horowitz, Steve Dace, Pedro Gonzalez. You have independent reporters on the border in Texas. You have a large enough independent media coming out and calling all this out, continuing to challenge Con Inc. and their, you know, their fanning of the flames on this. And that is going to lead what I think now and what is concerning to me is what this is going to lead to. But I just want to show you this video that was put out by a TikToker that is actually quite revealing when you realize how they set up a narrative, they set up a fight between the left and the right. Everyone is obsessed over that fight. It's like moth to a flame. It sucks all of the oxygen out of the room and it distracts from real discernible policy outcome victories for the right. And this happens over and over and over. And this is why the conservative media, Con Inc. and Bizarro Con, are such a destructive force to this country because they suck all of the oxygen out of the air. They analyze these situations incorrectly and it leads to more empty, meaningless victories and more of the same. But this came out from a TikToker that concerned me. And then there were some other videos of MAGA people and even outsiders, foreigners from the UK, looking to gin up what looks to be another rally, another protest, even militias. There were rumors going out all over Twitter over the weekend about 24 state militias forming and people descending on Texas to go and help Governor Abbott defend the border. And I don't know about all of you guys, but this just screams PSYOP to me. This screams Jan 6. I'm like, it's a trap. It's a trap. I just don't, it's, and I have reason to believe that it's a trap, especially coming from one of these guys. And I'm going to play these videos when we come back as well. But yeah, what's really going on down at the border? Well, a guy who lives on the border, who is a TikToker, who is somewhat of a comedian, doesn't usually opine on politics, came out. This video went uber viral, I think 4.4 million or more views on this. And people are beginning to wonder if this really is just a big fan dance, a way to continue to divide the different sides and distract people from what's really going on. So we're going to look at that when we come back right here on The Shannon Joy Show.
New details tonight on the 1963 assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. The alleged assassin, Lee Harvey Oswald, was involved in a CIA operation 3 months before the assassination.
This project was said to be a covert CIA operation that was developing a top-secret vaccine and or a biological weapon.
What they're doing is they're trying to kill Castro.
I'm just a
patsy. In 1963, the world was a powder keg ready to explode. With the CIA holding a match to fuses on every continent. From Vietnam to Cuba, clandestine operations were being waged to preserve a fascist New World Order, which emerged from the ashes of the Third Reich. Assassination teams within the CIA had their eyes on two sitting heads of state. Fidel, a few years earlier, had survived an agency-led coup d'etat. The other head of state, President John F. Kennedy, had scuttled that attempted overthrow and pledged to dismantle the agency, which was already planning his demise. U.S. soil was no longer sacred nor safe from the murderous reach of the CIA, which now reached ambitiously into the heartland of America and into the bayous of New Orleans.
Not mean, however, I'm a communist.
A young girl found herself caught up in a clandestine covert operation to eliminate Fidel Castro. This wouldn't be a shot heard around the world, but rather a silent shot of super cancer-causing poison derived from a monkey simian virus called SV40. A team of fascists hell-bent on defeating communism, directed by the CIA, was formed in New Orleans. This den of vipers included the head of the National Cancer Society, the FBI's former head agent in mafia-controlled Chicago, and a paramilitary instructor who would bring in a double agent named Lee Harvey Oswald. This tale has everything from murder, espionage, a tragic love story, to bioweapons and the genesis of gain-of-function research. At the end of this, we'll have one dead doctor, multiple dead agents, and a dead president. I'm Shannon Joy. Stay tuned as I take you through the full story. Welcome back, everyone, to the Shannon Joy Show. Big shout out to our sponsors and friends over at Shell Shock CBD. Love that company. John Burke, 39, on Twitter, and he has a great show, The American Savage, on Rumble, a growing show, and an amazing company, Shell Shock CBD. It is owned and created by veterans, originally for veterans, to help them with a whole host of issues as they came back from the theater of war, whether it's anxiety, sleepless nights, PTSD, inflammation, in a variety of different ways. And he wanted to be able to get them affordable CBD and the best products on the market. And so he started Shell Shock CBD. I'm a big fan of the Rackout. It is non-THC, so it does not get you high, but it is a sleep aid. It has CBD plus melatonin, and I swear by it. Love that product. If you go to shellshockcbd.com right now, put in the promo code ShannonJoy. You will get 10% off. And you'll also be supporting a company and an entity that supports the Shannon Joy Show. And that's how we keep this show alive and we continue to bring it to you every single day. So thank you to our friends over at Shell Shock CBD. And make sure you use that promo code ShannonJoy. So this video kind of blew my mind over the weekend. As we're trying to understand together today what is happening at the border in Texas. Who are the players? What are the angles? What's really going down? Are aspects of this a psyop? What would be a good outcome? And it's hard to pull apart. I want to, you know, acknowledge the difficulty of trying to figure out, especially when, you know, we're not in the back rooms. I'm not privy to their secret meetings, okay? So you're always just trying to watch what is happening, observe what is happening, look for the patterns and the players and try to figure out what's going on here. But I see in a live chat, yes, guys, I know that militias are absolutely legal. They are constitutional. That's not what I'm talking about. And you're going to understand what I'm talking about in a bit. I'm very, very, very concerned that there are certain bad actors out there who are trying to gin up and foment anger and a quasi-revolution in this country over the border. And I think they're trying to distract. We are actually making some really good constitutional progress. We were actually talking about the Federalist Papers last week for a day in the United States of America, an actual substantive discussion about the open borders. And this is precisely the moment when bad actors will throw in a protest, an organization of militias, truckers coming down to guard the border. Okay, these are groups that cannot get off of their behinds to get to an election in Iowa to vote for a guy who has actually put together a decent militia and a constitutional militia in the state of Florida, and that's Ron DeSantis. So to think that this is going to be, you know, that the MAGA people are going to pick up and go defend the border is insane. But I'll tell you, there will be some doofuses out there who will go down and who will believe that this is real. And I'm afraid that they're going to get in trouble. Remember what happened with J6. And I will tell you, on January 6th, there was a lone voice in the United States of America. And I came to my audience in the days prior to J6, and I said, warning, 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 something is very wrong here. There were a lot of medical freedom advocates who went to the end of the mandates protests and were involved in a lot of the protesting. I went to a ton of protests against the mandates and the lockdowns and the masking and all of it. And the J6 protests, I said, oh, hell no, I'm not going anywhere near that. I sensed it was a trap then, and I was right. I was 100% right about that. And we know now that the FBI was involved. There were all sorts of bad actors. Intelligence was involved. The J6 prisoners who got wrapped up in this. It just turned into an entire mess. And so I am basing what I'm saying to you today on my experience, my eyewitness experience in the entirety of J6, what happened beforehand, the organization of it, the aftermath, and the absolutely horrific outcome for J6 prisoners, which has established, by the way, in this country, a system of imprisoning and detaining and tormenting political prisoners. It's happening right now in DC Gitmo, okay? So I would prefer this doesn't happen in this whole Texas thing, right? We were just talking about the Constitution, the Federalist Papers, separation of power, the branches of government, checks and balances. Like, it was a very robust, good conversation. The sanity of allowing tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of illegals just to pour over our borders and to absolutely overwhelm our infrastructure in this country. This issue is concerning to both Democrats and Republicans, and we are about to get to a good conversation. And you know what? They can't let that happen. So let's gin something up. Let's distract people. Now, why do I believe this? It started with this video that I'm going to play for you. I have three videos to play for you. Okay. My spidey senses went off and my propaganda went up over the weekend when I saw this video made by a dude, just a guy, okay, on TikTok. It went viral. And he's like, you know, look, I'm not too political. I'm watching this play out. Everyone's going crazy over what's going down here in Texas. And it's, you know, right versus left. And you guys are watching CNN and you guys are watching Fox News. Well, this is what I saw. So the guy gets in his car and he takes a video. And this is the video. You guys can take it however you want to take it. But for me, this made my radar go up 100%. Let's take a look.
Wow. What? Half a mile.
What's going on, guys? I know y'all come to my page because of the comedy, and I just play around on here. And I don't get political very often. Sometimes I have some things to say about things. I live in Texas. I was just in Eagle Pass, and I've got some videos I need to show you guys. Because you're watching the news, whether it's CNN or Fox, you're letting these news media idiots get you riled up against each other. Let me show you some videos that might just calm your ass down and make you turn off the TV. Watch this.
All right, so this is the wall, you know, the fence that we put up. And they put up a secondary fence because they opened the gates. There's some armed guards with some pretty serious weaponry. You know, pretty intimidating, right? Here's your razor wire in between the two bridges that are in the entrances into Mexico and also the entrance to Eagle Pass. There's some Hummers, some more guys, right? We're protecting, you know, we're keeping them out. This is 0.5 miles from that area. 0.5 miles from where they set up their cameras, 0.5 miles from where they have all the people there, and it's right down the road. I left this long to show you just how short of a drive it is for us to get to a point where all that we just saw does not matter, and they're just getting you riled up against each other because it's election time. And right about here is where you're gonna see it. What's that? Where are the armed guards? Where are the AR-15s?
Look at
where is the razor wire?
Can you believe that? It goes on a little bit longer. He drives another few miles down the road, and there is another just wide open. No fencing, no razor mile, no nothing. And so this is just a guy I put this out on Twitter, and I haven't had anyone debunk this yet. I said, if this video is real, if this guy and his handle is at @PettyAF_something on TikTok, if this is legitimate, if this is real, if what he has put out happens to be real, then there's something really, really nefarious happening right here. And it goes back. He says it's just for them to gin you up for an election year. And yeah, both camps are going to benefit from this because they have the eyeballs and the views, and they have another faux fight. They can light their hair on fire, in the boxes on CNN and Fox News, right? To their own respective audiences. But there's also a larger thing here that we've witnessed now DeSantis call out. Over the weekend, there was a deal. They were going to make a deal. Abbott was going to make a deal with Joe Biden to solve this issue of the cutting of the razor wire and the constitutional conflict between the SCOTUS and Governor Abbott. And that was going to involve essentially codifying and accepting as a matter of law, right? Because this deal involved legislation, a certain number of just de facto illegal immigrants that are allowed to come over the border every single month. It was a terrible deal. So here you see how they gin you up, they rile you up. Everyone is now commenting on this. Most people ignorantly in Con Inc. and Bizarro Con. And the outcome is a bill that is worse than the status quo now. The outcome is a phallic victory in one narrow section of that border wall, when if you just drive a couple miles down the road, you can see that there are gaps everywhere. They'll just move the whole operation down a few miles and over and over and over. Groundhog Day political hell, right? This is case in point. If this fellow is right, okay? Now, this guy is not a journalist. He is not a commentator. He's not involved in Con Inc. or mainstream media. It's just a dude on TikTok who decided to get in his car and take some video. So now it's incumbent upon the journalists, independent media, heck, maybe Con Inc., maybe all those Con Inc. squawkers who yell at you every day about our borders and how Biden is letting all these immigrants in. They never really talk about Abbott, by the way, as you've noticed. They never really talk about the fact that Texas is a red state, right? But so these guys are going to come in, and for all those folks that have so much to say about this border crisis, they'll just ignore it. They'll take their victory. They'll get the clicks. They'll get the likes. We get a worse deal, status quo, and it's off to the races. Yeah, Bill, it's a phallic, yeah, definitely a phallic victory for sure. Oh, Furyk. Not a phallic victory, a fear. Thank you. Thank you to the live chat on Rumble for calling me out on that one. Glad I could give you all a chuckle today on the Shannon. Okay, well, a phallic victory, a Furyk victory, you guys know what I mean. A narrow victory in Texas to be won. And by the way, it would not, listen, the reason that we're still discussing this and that they haven't, patted themselves on the back for their big victory is because Ron DeSantis is getting really wily with his Twitter account and he's going rogue. I'm loving these videos. I love him just coming out, calling balls and strikes. I love the fact that there's a robust conservative media around him that are going to push back against Con Inc. and Bizarro Con and the mainstream news media and Trump and Biden and Abbott and all of these bad actors. Because if that video is real, and again, I will now put this back into the lap of conservative media. I am just one voice. I am independently broadcast. I have like zero budget. They have investigators and producers and journalists and show writers and a whole staff. If you're talking about Daily Wire or Blaze TV or Fox News, they can go down. They can find out of this video that I just presented to you of a guy in his car showing you what's really going on down at the border. They can tell, they can, you know, do that investigation and see if it's real. I think it's absolutely real. And so this is all, this narrative is falling apart. Too many eyeballs, too many eyes and ears on the ground, people in the know. Daniel Horowitz has the best resources on the border in Texas, bar none. You have people like Chip Roy, you have Ken Paxton, you have Tom Massey, you have Governor Ron DeSantis. You have some really great sources on this now. And so they're having a hard time maintaining their narrative. So then what's the next step? Well, then comes the insurrection. If you can't win on the narrative and you keep losing on the narrative and there's way too many people out there who are poking holes in the narrative that you want to create, well, that's when you go and have a big old fat protest. And maybe it has a few feds involved. These people will probably end up immediately on the federal watch list, right, for domestic terrorism. But yes, it's happening on Twitter over the weekend. It was a definite theme pushed by a couple actors with fake videos on Twitter telling the American people that there is a massive convoy of militias and truckers and tanks and you name it driving down to Texas to secure the border. And if they keep pushing it, it might indeed happen. And I think that's going to be a very dangerous, dangerous thing. And that could set us up for something that will not end well for the Republic and will ultimately result in more tyranny and an excuse for more tyranny. Remember, what happened in January 6th was not just bad for those who were there on January 6th. It was bad for everyone, every American. Moms and dads who were labeled domestic terrorists by the FBI because they spoke out at school board meetings. Even Donald Trump himself, who is now facing a weaponized legal system that is in place because of J6. Okay. So these things that, you know, riling people up in QAnon or MAGA or in the militias that are not state militias, but some of these ragtag, you know, unorganized pro-2A groups who are really connected to organizations like QAnon, this is not a good thing. These are not organized state militias that are under the purview of the governor or a commander in chief. Okay, this is a whole different ball game. And in the days leading up to Jan 6, I told everyone I possibly could not to go over and over and over. It fell on deaf ears. We were not a large enough force at that moment. There weren't enough of us. But I'm telling you again, anything you hear about going down to the border or joining our militia, I'm even concerned about the truckers' protest. They're wrapping this under the banner of the Great Awakening. And I think the Great Awakening, in quotes, is a farce and a fraud. It's a psyop. It's an alternate choice to go up against the Great Reset, but they're all the same actors. They're the same people who locked you down, namely Donald Trump and his administration. They represent the Great Awakening, and they're supposedly against the Great Resetters. And this is the Hegelian dialectic. This is the false choice. This is the psyop that we once again are being asked to accept as truth. And we're being asked to choose sides. Do you want the Great Awakening or do you want the Great Reset? I don't want either, because both of you locked us down in 2020. We need something new. Okay. So when we come back, final segment of the Shannon Joy Show. I'm sorry we're running late today. We got started late because of my tech difficulties. And then I had a little bit of heart kind of like warming up, just because when I have tech difficulties, then my mind is focused on the tech and not on like what I'm thinking. And there's just a lot of moving parts here. I have a lot of videos to share with you guys. And so just bear with me. Am I making any sense whatsoever? Let me ask the live chat first. Does any of this make sense to you? Or am I totally like going off on a deep end that I mean, am I losing all of you? I'm okay. So Bubbles 2020 says that this is making sense to you. Okay. It's the Hegelian dialectic. It's a system of false choices that moves you to a paradigm that has already a predetermined outcome that has already been decided. So the way, before we go to break, the way that I liken the Hegelian dialectic, and I believe that we are in a system of false choices right now. I believe Trump versus Biden is a false choice, a fake choice. Both of those candidates have been chosen by the larger powers that be as appropriate or acceptable representatives as president, but they don't have free enterprise. They don't have franchise. They don't really have free will. They're just going to do what they're told. I firmly believe that after witnessing and observing and looking for patterns for well over 10 years as an independent, looking at both sides, looking at the bills, watching how they message, watching how they craft message, watching how they set us against each other. And then we end up with worse outcomes that with the Overton window moving even further and further to the left. And this has happened cyclically over really the past 20 years. And so I have watched this for 20 years. This is my opinion. You can agree with me or not, or disagree with me. But essentially, if I were to explain the Hegelian dialectic to my children, I would explain it like this, okay? They come home from school and we're having dinner and I'm making dinner because I'm the boss. I'm the mom. It's not a democracy at our house. It's a monarchy, okay? I'm the queen. So I decide what's for dinner. And I decide that those children are going to eat vegetables and they do not have a choice. But I understand that they have to feel like they have a choice or else they're going to fight back against me. And it's easier for me to get them to eat their vegetable if I give them a choice. I give them the illusion of a choice. So I say, we're having chicken tonight and you get to choose. We can have chicken with peas or chicken with carrots and you get to choose which one you want. And then the kid feels better. They're like, oh, well, because I have a little bit of a choice, I'll pick the peas and they figure that, and then it's off to the races, right? Like the giving the illusion of choice softens the blow. It makes it feel like you're not having one thing shoved down your throat. And moms across America use this technique every single day. So that's essentially what I believe the planners, the people who have seized control of the apparatus of the United States government and also both political parties, and for the most part, the bureaucracies, this is how they work our system. We can have a choice every 4 years of a president, but they are going to make sure that that choice is pre-approved, meaning they have to buy into certain elements that are non-negotiable. The fiat money, the Federal Reserve. You'll never hear argument really outside of Ron Paul between the Democrats and Republicans on that. Endless wars, the military-industrial complex, right? If you're on the left, you love Ukraine. You're on the right, you love Ukraine. You've never seen a war that you don't want to get behind. Even though the Democrats pose as anti-war, they're not. If you look at the discernible policy outcome and the defense bills that are passed by the Biden administration, they are identical to those passed by the Trump administration and also the Obama administration and, quite frankly, the Bush administration as well, and on and on and on. Military-industrial complex, the fiat money and the bankster system of the Federal Reserve, and also COVID and vaccines. That's another third rail. They all agreed on lockdowns. They all agreed on pushing out the vaccines. Operation Warp Speed was a bipartisan endeavor. Biden loved it. Trump loved it. They all work together. Okay. So that is the system I believe that we are operating under as well. That doesn't mean that there aren't areas that people, outsiders, cannot come in and disrupt things. That doesn't mean that Trump himself wasn't a disruptor at the beginning when he came down the elevator. I think somewhere throughout his presidency, they were able to co-opt him and bring him into the fray. And that often happens with many people who enter Congress, whether it's the Senate, the House of Representatives, or the presidency. They get co-opted, coerced, they take the money. Everyone has a different reason for selling out, right? It's to each his own on that one. But so this is where I think that we are at right now. And in terms of this discussion about the Texas border, I do believe that we're operating in this system right now where there is a faux fight. They're looking for a negative outcome for our border situation, but we have the impact of stopping that, throwing wrenches into that. And that's when they throw out the militia, the standoff, the Ruby Ridge, the J6, and what I fear will be something going down in Texas. And I don't want that to happen. I want to continue to have civics lessons. I want to continue to talk about federalism and the Constitution and separation of powers. And I want to see a real resolution happen. But we can't have that if we allow ourselves to be dictated to by the mainstream news media and the handlers over at Conning. So when we come back, we're going to look at the videos that sparked my radar and why I think they're going to try to get some people to go down, participate in protests. I hope it doesn't happen. We're going to keep an eye on it here, but I'm going to show you the video that indicated that was happening to me that I saw over the weekend. You guys got to be aware of it when we come back right here on the Shannon Joy Show.
Hi, my name is Quinn Pittman. I grew up here in these Florida woods. I like to hunt and fish on our land in Osteen, Florida. When I was 7, I asked my parents if I could have a couple of milk goats so I can make cheese. I am 14 now and I have a small goat herd. My dad built this barn to keep my goats safe from the bobcats and coyotes that sometimes roam our land. I milk them every day before school. I love spending time with my goats. I make ice cream and milk for some of my friends that are allergic to cow's milk, because every kid should be able to eat ice cream. I also make goat milk soap. It is better for your skin, it won't dry out, and it lasts a long time. I make it on my back porch with my mom. If you would like to try my soap, you can order it at qpgoatsoap.com. Place an order and we will make sure that you have fragrant, freshly cured goat milk soap in your home, just like we have in ours.
All right, everyone, we're back. I am Shannon Joy, and yes, I am going to coin phallic victory. That's mine. It's mine. I'm taking it, even though I got it wrong. I asked the live chat on Rumble, can I please coin phallic victory? Nug202 says, please do. Bubbles 2020 is all for it. So yeah, that's mine. I'm sick of phallic victories, narrow victories, and false victories, and I'm concerned that that's what we're going to get in Texas, right? We've already exposed, thank you, Ron DeSantis, the bad deal that Governor Abbott was likely going to take with the Biden administration, which would codify, you know, thousands of illegals coming over the border every month in perpetuity. So, you know, we've exposed that phallic victory. But now I think that we are maybe moving towards a moment where they're going to try some shenanigans, you know, with riling up people in some of these MAGA groups or QAnon groups across the United States of America, and even, you know, innocent people who have no idea about this kind of stuff. And they're just really mad about the border and they want to support Trump and they want to support Abbott. And so they're going to head down and join this trucker convoy. So Jim Ferguson is a guy from the UK. His handle is at Jim Ferguson UK. And I've actually been using him. He's been all of a sudden populating my feed on Twitter. I see him all the time. He's been posting a lot about what's going on in Europe, the protests in France and Poland and Germany, the truckers and the farmers coming in, pouring manure all over the government buildings, clogging up highways, shutting down supply lines. Europe is raging right now against the Great Reset, against the WEF, against the bugs, the 15-minute cities, the transhumanism, Yuval Harari, you name it, okay? They want none of it. And that's a good thing. But this Jim Ferguson guy is now turning his sights. He's supposedly out of the UK. But there were two tweets that he sent out over the weekend that sparked my attention, because it looks as if he's trying to gin up, in the same way we see Europe revolting, it looks as if he's trying to gin up something here in the United States of America. But he's using fake videos. That's the problem. And so I want to show you this video that he used in his first tweet. And it kind of confused me, because this was not a video. This is what he tweeted out. Breaking news. Well, let me show you the video first. I'm going to see if there's any audio behind it. Then I'm just going to show you a little bit of it, and I will read you his tweet. So this is the video that he used to tell everyone in the U.S. that the Great Awakening is happening. It's begun in America. And people are heading down. He's saying that people are heading down to Texas. And this is the video he used. Here we go. All right, there we go. All right, so that is exactly CJP Rumble. That's the video he used. It turns out he was community noted on that video. It was not. This is what he said. Breaking news. This is the tweet that accompanied that video from Jim Ferguson. Breaking news. The Great Awakening. Notice the usage of the term Great Awakening. That's going to be a clue to you. Has begun as thousands head to the U.S. southern border to halt the invasion. Americans are waking up to the great threat that globalists pose to the U.S., in particular under the Biden regime. Millions of patriotic people all over the world are joining the international resistance. Blah, 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 blah. We're glad about that. But join us as we push back from the Freedom Train. So the Freedom Train International is a new freedom and resistance movement. So all of a sudden this guy has like hundreds of thousands of Twitter followers and he has a whole website and, you know, clearly there's something there. He's saying Freedom Train International is a new freedom and resistance movement with thousands of members across the world. Join us as we push back for freedom and fight back against those who seek to enslave us, blah, 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 15-minute city, CBDC, right? So no, I don't want 15-minute cities. I don't want the CBDC. I don't want the digital ID. I don't want all of those things, okay? But the video that you posted, dude, was fake. There are not convoys of truckers and freedom fighters heading down to the Texas border, at least not yet, hopefully. There might be now that your video is going viral, okay? This is not the Great Awakening that we need. Now, accompanying this, he didn't mention the militia, but I saw multiple tweets from MAGA, big MAGA accounts, calling for people to join the 22 or 24 militias that were forming to head down to Texas. This is bad, 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 bad. I sense a trap. Don't do it. So this guy, Jim Ferguson, has then just a couple hours later, he posts out another video. And I'm going to play this one for you too. This one is really disturbing, okay? And this is what led me to believe these are J6 type entities that are doing this right now and trying to gin up something in this country regarding the border. And hopefully if enough voices are out there and enough of you are out there and you share this out and you push this out and you let people know, hopefully we will not have another J6 situation and people will not be fooled by this. But this is what he posted. Oh my gosh, like just hours later. Here we go. He used this video. I'm going to play the video for you. Ready for it, guys? Here we go. All right. They know it's coming. This is Washington, D.C. Okay. There are troops, pylons, getting ready for something to go down, apparently, in Washington, D.C. This is another from Jim Ferguson, okay? And I'm going to turn this off. So that's another tweet from Jim Ferguson after the first one that I showed you, okay? And this is how he captioned it. So he showed that video, and this is what he wrote. Alert. Barriers are being hurriedly erected around the White House with soldiers seen standing guard. There is speculation that Biden and the Democrats are terrified at what is happening as the state of Texas, now supported by 27 other states, has been deploying National Guard troops to stop the invasion. Biden has been cutting the razor wire barricades to allow illegal migrants to pour in as part of the globalist plot to weaken and undermine the U.S. from within. Tens of thousands of U.S. patriots are heading to the border in long convoys with thousands of truckers joining the resistance. It's time to take a stand. This is totally fake. That video was also community noted by Twitter. And thank God for community notes right now. That video is not of today or yesterday or over the weekend. Biden is not erecting pylons and securing the DC Capitol for revolution because of what's going on down at the Texas border. That was in January of 2021 as the Capitol was preparing for the Biden inauguration. And I believe that was post January 6th. I can't be sure on that. Okay. Another totally fake video. Now, if you think that these don't matter, this guy is being tweeted and retweeted hundreds of thousands, if not millions of times. And this is going out throughout the MAGA community. This is going out throughout QAnon. This is going out to conservative patriot groups who have no idea what they're dealing with here. And this is very dangerous because let me tell you, if they succeed in getting enough dunderheads to go out and arm up and head down and join the militia and cause some problems down on the border, well, then we really will have an issue. We will have a problem similar to the problem that we had with J6, and that will give them another excuse to weaponize the DOJ, to weaponize the federal government, to weaponize federal agents, the CIA and the FBI, law enforcement, and they'll get what they want. And so these are the type of things. I know that 2024 is, a very confusing year for a lot of people. But these are the kind of things that they're going to throw at us. And I hope, we're going to keep an eye on all of this. Looks like the FBI has your Twitter, SJ. Yeah, right. What do you guys think of all this? I'm looking at the live chat right now. People think that this is completely fake. Is the Great Awakening, Vedana, hi Vedana, how are you? Is the Great Awakening the new QAnon? Absolutely. I think it absolutely is. And Bill Benz is with us too. I pray for the Great Awakening and the illumination of consciences every day that have stolen the foundations of our language. And yeah, I pray for like the lowercase Great Awakening. I pray that people wake up, Bill Benz, but the capital G, capital A Awakening, I think is a total psyop. Creating chaos, stirring the pot, says Joe Marshall 62. I agree. Bubbles 2020 says it'll be another J6. They'll find jails for everyone who shows up. It's an ambush. Yeah, I agree. Tony the Tiger is with us. Looks like the FBI has your Twitter, SJ. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'll tell you. I mean, those three videos just made every propagandar go up for me. And I'm just trying, listen, I'm just the girl who told you all not to go to Washington, D.C. for J6. I'm just that girl, okay? And I had a small following then. No one listened to me. No one ever listens to me. But I'm just saying, is this going to be another J6? I hope not. I hope that there are enough people out there in the new independent media, enough voices who have figured all of this out, everything that I laid out for you today on the show, that we are able to push this out and just tell people, stay home. There is nothing you can do with your little militia on the border of Texas to change anything. The only thing that you can do is cause more trouble or get yourself in trouble. Get yourself on an FBI watch list or a terror watch list along with your wife and children, okay? We saw what happened to J6, and it's not right what happened to J6 prisoners. A lot of what's happening to Donald Trump is clearly political and not right, but we cannot continue to hand them over these victories on a silver platter. So don't go. Don't go. Let this play out in the court of public opinion. Let this play out in a constitutional way with discourse and debate. We have voices now. We have Governor Ron DeSantis, who's providing some clarity and sanity. There are local groups on the ground in Texas who know what's going on. There are groups involved with law enforcement on the ground in Texas who know what's going on. They're all connected. Let's let this play out in a constitutional way. Let's have that discussion about separation of powers and federalism and what states are not only permitted to do, but compelled to do and required to do as part of their constitutional duty, their duty to this country to protect the sovereign borders of the United States of America. So again, great voices out there. If you guys want to know what is going on and get the real deal, I cannot recommend more. Daniel Horowitz over at Conservative Review and Steve Dace is doing a great job. Jesse Kelly is on Twitter. He's very good. He's been calling balls and strikes on this as well. And he's in Texas, so he knows what's going down. Dana Lash is really good. Pedro Gonzalez is really good. Dana's husband, Chris Lash, is good on this issue as well, among others. But these are some great resources that you can find on Twitter. If you don't believe me, that's fine. I'm just telling you, this is, you know, every radar is going up for me on this. Especially when you have like Jim Ferguson from the UK tweeting out fake videos. And by the way, I called him out on the videos and I posted out this and I tagged him in it. And I got some response from some of his supporters. My take on this, number one, why is the Twitter algorithm? So why am I being fed Jim Ferguson UK's tweets over and over and over? And I've noticed this over the past couple of weeks. So anytime you see someone just dropping in your Twitter feed or your Rumble feed, or they just seem to come out of nowhere, there's usually an algorithm involved there. And you want to, that, you know, just, you know, perk your ears up to that and know that there might be a larger agenda there. So number one, why is the algorithm feeding this guy, Jim Ferguson? Where'd he come from? Why does it seem like Jim from the UK is trying to foment civil unrest and potentially violent showdowns in the US? By essentially calling for militias to form and join with the truckers and head down to Texas using fake videos from 2 years ago. Number three, why is Jim constantly using old videos and out of context videos to promote said civil unrest in the US regarding the border issue in Texas? And fourth, who the hell is he? Never heard of the guy, right? He's just there all of a sudden. He's been doing some good work, I thought. I'd go with Peter Sweden. He's more established. Ava Vlar on Twitter and Peter Sweden on Twitter have been around for a very long time. They're better sources on what's going on in Europe in terms of those protests. I wouldn't take anything that Jim Ferguson UK has to say anymore, because I brought this to his attention and basically said, you have to retract these. These are completely false. Everything that you just posted, they're absolute 100% fake news. It's not happening. It might happen now that he's pushing this out and people will start organizing. But as of, you know, 2-3 days ago, it wasn't. So the other issue here, the problem is that we're seeing MAGA accounts pick this up and we're seeing this begin to percolate on social media. We're watching this constitutional process being thwarted before our eyes. We were having good conversations on Friday. Now we're talking about militias and armed revolution and them all heading to the border. Not okay. Okay, so do not do this. Do not go to Texas. My recommendations fell on deaf ears in 2021 for the Jan 6 crowd, and I hope they will not fall on deaf ears this time. CJP Rumble, Pete Sweden. Yes, Peter Sweden on Twitter, good source for what's going on in Europe. And let's get to another couple comments. Yeah, I'll have the everything psyop burrito. Everything's a psyop. The psyop's a psyop. Someone told me that. Someone said that the video that the dude from TikTok to you know, put out, where he's like riding up and down the fence and showing how the area where all the cameras are set up and the showdown is happening, is just a couple miles away from just complete open fencing, like where people could just totally pour in over the border, and showing that this is just all a joke. Yes, Peter Sweden at Peter Sweden 7. I think that's it. I'm not sure. CJP Rumble. If he has a large following and he's activating on Twitter and he's covering what's going on in Europe, that's the Peter Sweden. Sorry, I'm looking at the live chat. So, there are people who got back to me on that video and they're like, no, Shannon, that video on TikTok is a psyop, and they're pushing out psyop videos. So this is just, this is 2024. Welcome to 2024. Try to figure out what the hell is going on in the country. It's nearly impossible. Okay, you really have to screw your head on straight. You have to be cynical of everything. You have to question everything. You have to find good sources, right? Like, it's a psyop wrapped in a psyop, wrapped in an enigma, says CJP Rumble. And always resulting in phallic victories, okay? That's what we deal with. And yes, I know I said phallic. I'm sick of the narrow, narrow, narrow victories, guys. And half the reason we never can have nice things and we can't get real victories is because we continue to engage in these psyops, okay? So there's the show for today. A little bit rambling. I know it's a little bit, Mondays are always the worst. Mondays are always tricky. And we had tech difficulties leading into today's show, which I think suppressed the views and in the viewership on Rumble, but that's okay. I just needed to get all of that off my chest because it just, you know, my observations over what went down on Twitter and all of these calls for the Great Awakening and the rallies and the protests and the militias forming and everybody heading down, like all armed up to Texas. I'm just like, no, warning, warning, warning. This is not a good idea. Don't do it. Don't do it. You shouldn't have done it on J6. Don't do it again. And so I'm just trying to put that out there. I had to get it off my chest. I hope that I proved my point. We're going to see what happens. There might be some organization happening, and I would just say don't do it. I just don't do it. And I love to protest. Believe me, I've never met a good protest that I don't like to participate in. And I will participate in a lot of them. And that doesn't mean in this case, you know, I'll have people saying, oh, you're just, you know, don't be scared. Don't let them take away your protest, Shannon. I mean, I'm never scared and I will go protest. But when I think this is a psyop, when I think it's a trap, when I think intelligence is involved, when I think these agencies are involved or MAGA or QAnon, I'm going to call them out. I'm going to call them out because that's when you guys can get hurt. And not only do you get hurt, we all get hurt too. Because every time people fall for these types of events, events like J6, every time people fall for that, they use it as an excuse to clamp down on us even further and to put in more government, surveillance measures to increase and expand the size of the police state here in the U.S. They use these kind of things to defend their defense budgets. They use these kind of things to defend the NSA. They use these types of things to defend the existence of the CIA and the FBI and the FISA courts. They use all of this against us. When we engage in their psyops, when we fall for their traps, they use them against us over and over and over. And we just have to stop doing it, okay? Oh, I love this. Ashoka Tano Nationalist, __. A new chatter on the live chat here on Rumble. Thank you so much. Hey, guys, make sure you give us a thumbs up and share this out with everyone you know. Howdy, Shannon and company. I'm a Texan, and I agree 100% with you that this is a psyop. Thank you so much. This is my hunch right now. We're coming to you on a Monday. And I am reporting to you my observations from over the weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, as to what is going on down on the Texas border and these new calls, the new PSYOP that there are militias forming and joining trucker convoys and heading down to Texas for the revolution. I think it's a trap. I think intelligence may be involved. I think it might be a PSYOP. And I am calling very publicly right now for people to just take great caution with this. What's going to happen, how it plays out, I don't know. But hopefully, if enough people know about this, then we can keep people from getting themselves into dangerous situations. And Bill Benz has a comment as well. Wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and counsel give conscientious discernment. Yeah, let me tell you guys, it is difficult to figure out what is going on, but it is not impossible. And what I look for, one of the main things that I look for, and I have the best sources. I'm just telling you guys now, I've been curating my sources for well over a decade. Medical doctors, scientists, publications, economists, military people, people on the border, people involved in healthcare, in government. I have been diligently looking for the best sources for well over 10 years. And I look for people. I have two things that I look for. First, I look for very, very clear consistency in their reporting. People who are not continually flip-flopping on this issue or that issue, who are not so aligned with candidates, or even if they are aligned with candidates, they maintain consistency in their narratives and in the information that they put out and in their positions. And you can only find consistency if you're watching for an extended period of time, and I have been. So that's the number one thing that I look for in terms of the news outlets and the sources that I use. I also look for courage. I want to find people in every genre of American life, the culture, politics, government, media, you name it, that display extreme courage. I am always looking for people who are stepping out and risking money, fame, fortune, reputation, who are going out there and not recklessly risking that, but standing up and courageously championing truths that go against the mainstream media narrative that is usually coming out from both political parties and the left and right media. And so it's a very narrow funnel of really good sources that I, as I mentioned, I've been curating from time to time. And let me tell you, that means throughout my career, I've aligned with people and then we've moved apart. And then I've aligned with other people and we've moved apart. And that has been a regular feature of my career. But there are some that I've been using since day one. Epic Times is one. Zero Hedge is another. Those are good outlets. Obviously, Daniel Horowitz, Conservative Review and The Blaze, Steve Dace, Jeffrey Tucker. Jeffrey Tucker has been doing phenomenal work for Foundation for Economic Education. That's Fee and Air. He's now the head of Brownstone Institute, and he's been great. These are outlets that I've been using since I started my show 10 years ago. And for the most part, we had disagreements on certain things from time to time, and sometimes we move away. But for the most part, they've been rock solid on the consistency. And I have a host of other ones as well. I'm just telling you this so that you don't think I'm frivolous when I come to these positions. You don't think that I'm just coming here and giving you my opinions without a good amount of research and a great amount of observation and observation of patterns over a decade. The reason that I'm so secure in what I'm telling you today is because I really went through this very similar situation on January 6th and the weeks leading up to January 6th and those massive protests in Washington, D.C., which resulted in the disaster that was that day and all of the persecution and the torment of the people ever since. So I would like to avoid that. How about that, guys? Why don't we try to avoid that? Why don't we try to get better sources? Why don't we try to support the sources that we trust and find each other and continue to push this truth out? Because again, 2022 will be, or 24 will be a year of the necessity of great discernment, not just for me, but for all of you out there. Highwire is amazing, Bill Benz. Let me tell you, ICANN and Children's Health Defense, the Highwire, the stuff that Del Bigtree has been doing, I've been using these sources for such a long time. And for the most part, with all of them, you can take them to the bank. Okay. So, and I bring those to you guys. I share them with you. I'm not that type of presenter that just, you know, hoards all of my secrets to myself. I want to empower all of you. I want you to have all of my sources. I know they're my competitors. I don't care. Tracy Beans is really good over at DC Uncover or Uncover DC, among others. But yeah, like these are sources that I want to share with you so that you guys can go, you can test what I'm saying against what you're seeing and what they are saying. And then we all keep each other sharp because we have to be sharp in 2024. Case in point, this first kind of major showdown that could result in something bad. We got to figure out what the real story is. Look at the left, look at the right, find the truth. And then we're off to the races. So let's just do a couple more comments. Ashoka, our friend from Texas. And yeah, I'm just going to call you Ashoka because your name is super long. Have people not learned from January 6th? This is adding fuel to the fire that is the surveillance state to infringe on our liberties. And Bubbles 2020 responds and says they haven't learned, Ashoka. I think that, well, let's see. Let's see if we've learned. Again, we're always dealing with the herd here, but all we need is a loud enough and vocal enough minority and an infrastructure to get the truth out, and we can do some serious, serious damage to their psyops and their agendas. And so that's why we find each other on Rumble. So if this show is a little messy today, a little bit like everywhere, it's because sometimes when I'm trying to figure things out, I'm not the most articulate, and I'm trying to take in all of these these stories and try to kind of, it's almost like a puzzle. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. And so again, these are not my most articulate shows. Sometimes they're better, but I think we achieved something here. I hope that I made sense to you guys when we were discussing the Hegelian dialectic, the false choices, the false binary choices, the WWE wrestling and the Kabuki theater that is the American political process. And it operates in a whole host of areas of American life. But I hope I explained it well enough. And if you have any questions, I always love to hear from you guys. Comment on the live chat on Rumble. The comment section is always open. Love your comments and your questions. And I also, you know, can take emails as well, theshannonjoyshow@gmail.com, theshannonjoyshow@gmail.com. Thank you guys so much for being with us today. Luckily, you don't have to deal with me on my own opining about what's going on Twitter and at the border in Texas for the next 3 days. I have a blockbuster lineup of guests coming on to talk to you about a whole host of issues this week. Tomorrow, we welcome into the Joy Virtual Studio Aaron Seary. He is with I Can Decide. This is one of the most effective and victorious organizations, also his law firm, Siri Gilm, said, in terms of going up against the pharmaceutical cartels, the vaccine cartels, not just COVID-19 killer vaccines, but the entire childhood schedule, defending informed consent, trying to tear apart the liability shields that have been constructed and erected in this country in a whole host of ways over the past 30 years. Aaron Seary is unbelievable. He's going to be with us tomorrow to talk about all of his efforts and some of his latest lawsuits. On Wednesday, again, as I mentioned, Mark Cahodes, he is the guy who took down Sam Bankman-Fried and FTX, the money laundering system that was dumping millions, hundreds of millions into the pockets of the Democrats in 2021 and 22 and beyond. It was Mark Cahodes who figured out that fraud, and he's really good at figuring out frauds. And so I'm going to ask him all kinds of questions. I want to know, is the NFL rigged? Are the political campaigns rigged? Like, he, you guys are going to love this guy. You are going to love Mark Cahodes. He is, I mean, one of the most interesting characters. And I don't even know how I'm going to answer. Like, he is like so high up in terms of buying and selling and shorting and finance and high finance. And I don't even know half the words that he says, but I know that like he's on it. Like, he's going to understand, I think, best some of the financial manipulations that are going to come down the pipe in 2024. And it's going to be important for you guys to protect your wealth and to, and he's not selling anything. It's not like a gold commercial. I'm talking about understanding what is going to go down. His experience, the retelling of his experience, Mark Cahodes, he was on Wall Street during 2008 in that financial collapse and all of those massive bailouts and that massive fraud that was kind of the beginning of the acceleration of the process of decline in this country in a whole host of ways. He was right there. He witnessed it firsthand. And now he is, I mean, just one fraud after another after another. You have the corporate structure and you have the governmental structures, and they're coming together and working together to fleece us and to destroy our liberty and our power and our franchise and our economies. This is the big battle of 2024. And I think he's going to be a very, for whatever reason, I think he's going to be a very, very important player. So I'm really excited about that. You guys are going to love this conversation. So I cannot wait to interview him. And then we're going to blow wide open the issue of everything that goes down in Davos, the Great Reset and the 15-minute cities and the takeover of our schools. We're going to break it down, how this manifests locally, with a very special guest who's going to be joining me on Wednesday as well. And she's going to be a surprise guest, so I'm not going to promote her yet. But that's going to be an interesting show as well. So make sure you keep it right here on the Shannon Joy Show. If you enjoyed the show today, please consider going to theshannonjoy.com. theshannonjoy.com, that is my website. It's getting a complete makeover. So don't judge me yet when you go there, but you can contribute. You can set up your monthly contribution. Thank you to all of you, $5 a month, $10 a month. Really appreciate your support of this show. It's those small dollar monthly donations that are really helpful because it helps me to plan for the future. And it is those contributions that have allowed me to invest in the complete reworking. I mean, we are building the ShannonJoy.com from the bottom up. We are basically building a completely new website, uber secure. You'll be able to get the show there every day, archive the show, the podcast, and a whole lot more. You guys are going to love it. It's going to look great. And it is the support from all of you over at theshannonjoy.com. Becoming a patron of this program, this independent program, is what keeps us going. So thank you to all of you. Also, thank you to, of course, ShellShockCBD.com. If you like CBD and you use it for pain or anxiety or sleep, I'm a huge fan. ShellShockCBD.com, promo code ShannonJoy for 10% off. And, of course, goat soap, QP goat soap. And that's Quinn Pittman's goat soap, QPGoatSoap.com. The promo code there is JOY. And these are the sponsors of my program. So you can either support the program directly or you can support our sponsors. I don't really care, however you want to do it. Or just watch for free. You're allowed to do that as well. You freeloader. No, just kidding. You guys are great. I'm so thankful for all of you. Those of you who do support, you guys are great. And those of you who aren't sure yet, I get it. You know, I definitely have to prove myself to you. And that's what I try to do every day is just bring a good show, something different, something unique, and hopefully something that you find valuable. Okay, everybody, you are awesome. And we'll see you tomorrow on the Shannon Joy Show right here on Rumble. Hopefully we'll get started right at 11 tomorrow. We won't have any technical difficulties. All right, guys, we'll see you tomorrow. And make sure you keep it tuned right here. Hey everyone, Shannon Joy for Connecta Mobile. So when I started my show 10 years ago, I would talk to my friends about privacy and the Fourth Amendment, and they would look at me like I had three heads. Now, fast forward to 2024, post-COVID, and everyone is talking about privacy. We are freaked out by AI, grossed out by government surveillance, and very aware that data is the new gold. Combine that with the new reality that your whole life and all of your data is on your phone and in the palm of your hands, making you a sitting duck for common hackers, corporate hustlers, or government spies. Are you going to let them get away with that? Well, I'm not. And that's why I use my Connecta mobile phone as the official business phone for Joy Media. That's because Connecta is the only phone company that specializes in security and privacy above all else. Call Connecta Mobile today and talk to a real person who lives in the United States about securing your devices and communications for as little as $35 a month. Their basic plan includes device encryption, encrypted text and data, also a free phone. That's just the beginning. Call 941-246-2156 to talk to a representative. That's 941-246-2156. Or go to phone123.com/joy today. That's phone123.com/joy. Get securely connected today only with Connecta.